Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am loving this full moon, even though we're having storms and we're on tornado watch.
No.
All my trees are blooming, at least for now, and all my, not the tulips just yet, but the daffodils and the crocuses are already up. How about you?
Well, we're feeling the Florida weather down here right now. It's hot and humid.
Ah. Well, I guess that's the norm, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We do get a cool down at the end of the week, which, yay, okay? We like it when it cools down a little bit. It's a little hot this year for being in March, at the end of March, so... At least we get a cool down before we get the consistent heat and humidity.
Well, we had a couple of days in the 70s, and then it went up to 81, and now next week, two nights, we're going down close to freezing.
Ooh. The craziness
of spring.
We're
going through this, yeah, it's the dipsy doodle. But I love the seasons and stuff. Like I said, I love living, you know, in the mountains up here, and I do love the seasons and stuff. It has its challenges, but Florida does too with the heat, you know, during the summer. But, you know, you got to love where you live, you know, and that's important, I think, for people.
Absolutely. I agree with that. You got to love where you live.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about this beautiful full moon we have today?
Of course, I'm prejudiced towards it. It sits on my sun, directly on the full transformation and change. You know what I like about
this, though?
You know, first of all, Libra moons are always so soft and peaceful and sweet. But this one has attached to it both Mercury and Neptune conjunct each other, which really gives it even a lighter feeling on this one, because it is about transforming what you believe, changing it over, getting rid of all that old junk from the past and letting it go, and really believing and seeing that future. And I really like that about this chart.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. I like a lot of things about this chart. And I mentioned it, I think, when I put out the thing for the show, that we have a grand trine in air, but on the eastern seaboard, we also have a grand trine in fire. So when we see these two triangular energies intersect in the heavens, it actually forms the Star of David. And so I feel there's a great blessing, okay, in those that basically have Leo rising at the time of the... full moon, which is at 2:48 p.m. Today here. And so I like that, because to me it just feels like a balance of mind and heart working together in harmony to serve the Creator. I mean, it's really pretty. When I pulled the chart up on screen, it's weird. That's the first thing I saw, Jacqueline.
Those angles really, you know, that's fun about astrology is because the grand trines easily stand out when you see all that blue or all that red or all that green or yellow, all of it. It just stands out when you see it. And I love that about astrology, because it's very pictorial.
Yes, and geometric and trigonometric. I love it. I love it because it's a science, but... it's also just a beautiful ancient language that you and I love to interpret, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's a lot of fun. Very pictorial.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
And it is.
It sure is.
Do you think about the timing of this, of, you know, being Palm Sunday, Passover, and here again, having the Star of David in the sky, it's like the cherry on top of the hot fudge sundae. It's saying you are being blessed. It is a blessing time. Let go, set free. Look to things being anew, okay? And it's just, you know, it's amazing to me how the heavens really project the energy down here to really support what we know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What made me a little sad today is I was out running my errands. Of course, here a lot of the churches are not open yet, okay, so because of COVID. So I was thinking kind of sad a little bit about that because there are so many churches here in Roanoke. I mean, and they're all different. They're all unique. But people have all these choices of where they want to go, if they want to commune with other people that want to worship with them. I just like the energy. And there were so many of those parking lots just empty. I said, well, I know wherever they are, they will be blessed. It's going to be okay. They'll be blessed anyway. Another day they'll come back together again, you know?
And they will have their celebrations. They'll just be much more up close and personal. And sometimes we do need to count our blessings up close and personal. So, no, it's a matter of time. Things will go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That wasn't the same thing for the Walmart parking lot, I want you to know.
I agree.
Okay. But I made it in and out of there in record time because I was out of ink. I'm crazy. Well, we've got a couple of people that are holding on that I think are trying to see what we can inform them about their present and evolving future. I think we should maybe see what they need from us. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
Okay. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Ladies, I haven't talked to you for a while.
Oh.
How's it going?
Yay!
Look
at
this way.
Oh, long distance hugs.
Great to hear from you again.
Yes,
long distance hugs.
Oh, it's always love to hear your voices, cheerful voices across the land. So thank you so much.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Where were you on your birthday?
I didn't do anything, actually. I was busy doing projects and stuff, so I didn't really do too much celebration. So, no. I think my celebration will happen later on this summer. So, but anyhow, I didn't do very much. You know, when you get older, it's like, I know. I live alone, so I didn't have very much people to talk to, except for my dad, who talked to me on the second day. But, yeah, I was okay with that.
Well, that's really good. But she meant where we? What city were you in on your birthday? What town were you?
Oh,
right,
where it's
you
in
live
Edmonton.
Or? Okay.
It was in Edmonton. Thanks. Sorry about that.
She wanted to look at your solar return. She wanted to see what the year looks like ahead for you, and maybe when you're talking about later on celebrating, that could be exactly right. We want to look at that.
sorry. Thanks.
Oh, fun. Okay. It's going to be interesting for you. Definitely interesting for you.
Oh, in what way?
Well, your career starts to make a change. It starts to make shift more towards what you're doing, okay? You have Chiron conjunct your sun. Luckily, it's 4 degrees apart. But you have Chiron conjunct your sun this year, okay? You know, Chiron is a wounded healer. And it does a little bit of a menacing thing. It makes you look at the stuff, okay? So you're going to look at old issues from the past, no matter how we look at this. But it's there to heal and let go of. Because on the opposite side and dead on, your sun is your Venus this year. And that means everywhere you go, as long as you stay with who you are and your truth, you have a guardian angel over your shoulder this year. So it is about being in your truth. It is about teaching. So I wouldn't be surprised. Are you planning on doing some kind of teaching this year?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I had a reading with one of my friends who does tarot cards, too. And he was saying the same thing. You're doing teaching this year. I don't know if I am or not. But I'm going to, I do drumming, right? So I'm thinking just because of our, bylaws and things like that, maybe getting a group of two people and doing it on a weekend and just maybe just go out and during an afternoon when it's nice and sunny outside and do it for a couple hours and just talk. Because I think I just feel compelled to do that this year because of the stuff that's coming up for a lot of people, everybody around the world, I feel. And that's a lot of, I think there's going to be lots of grief and tragedy coming along that it's going to be hard for people to hold on basically to the present moment, right? So that's my plan, so yeah.
You're channeling stuff, so don't be surprised at what comes out of your mouth, okay? After the fact, you go, did I really say that? Okay, because you're channeling stuff this year as well, okay? And it is all about, and I'm going to say, it may morph into something more than that. You do, again here, there are obstacles. You have a T-square with Uranus to your Leo moon to your Saturn. So timing's involved in this. But don't be surprised if by doing one thing, all of a sudden it morphs into something else. It's about staying true to you and staying true to your spiritual beliefs. Because it's a little challenging this year because you can shoot yourself in the foot, okay? Mars is in your 12th house, okay? And it is in square to your Mercury, okay? But what that does on the downside is that if you're impulsive and you move quickly, you're going to learn something, okay? Whatever lesson it is, you're going to learn. But if you follow that faith, that belief with that Mercury, and trust your spirituality, you're going to be very strongly enlightened and awakened. You're definitely the student when it comes to that. And you'll be surprised when you follow your intuition, even though it may feel weird at points in time. You follow that intuition, you'll be surprised at the success you have because of that Mars being in the 12th house. It is conjunct your North Node, the head of the dragon. So you are being spiritually guided this year in your actions. And as long as you allow it to flow, you'll get the greater benefit out of it. I love this chart because, again, you have a Leo moon this year. It's a fun, playful, emotional year. Be light. Have fun. Be that Aries energy. Be you is what I'm going to say about all of this. And I think a lot of things are changing for your benefit without you having to do the action. What do you think of this, Aphrodite?
Well, blessing. Thank you very much.
I agree with everything you said. And I'm looking at his transits, too, and what I'm seeing is that your Saturn, Jay, is only 7 minutes into Pisces in your birth chart, okay? So it's on the cusp of Aquarius and Pisces. Now, Jupiter's still in Aquarius. It's going to peak into Pisces for part of the summer. It's going to move forward for a couple of months, and it's going to retrograde back into Aquarius. And it's in your third house of brothers, sisters, neighbors, close friends, and your tribe. So I think, again, the teaching is going to take place as a form of mentorship with you. And I think you're really going to feel it, the vibration inside, that you're blessed with the ears that hear you, is what I'm hearing. So I'm going to go with that. I do like the fact that both Neptune and Mercury are sitting on your Chiron, your moon to heal here right now. So your presence, even when people just pass you by, say a few words, you're emanating healing energy right now in a remarkable way, okay? And even though you say, you're kind of isolated, you didn't go out and celebrate, but I think all celebrations begin within ourselves, And I think this is a year to celebrate you because in your solar return, Venus and the Sun are what we call combust. They're within 19 minutes of each other. You couldn't tell them apart with a telescope. So this is also about loving your I am, as Jacqueline pointed out so well, about being the honest you, and people are going to love you, and you're going to love what you bring for them. I mean, it's going to be an amazing year. So I think it is supposed to be a year of self-appreciation, okay? And I think you do that anyway. I know you're always very thankful for your gifts. But it's even more profound this year.
I wonder why. I wonder why this, why profound this year. Oh, because all the stuff that's going on in the world maybe too, and how we're all contributing, the people who are knew that this would happen, that we'd be contributing to healing people one at a time or something, right?
Well, you're planting seeds that will bear fruit in their season. So think about Johnny Appleseed. Think about, you talk to a couple of people here, you talk to a few people over there. Maybe someone wants to witness one of your ceremonies that you do so beautifully when you're on the outside. All of these things, you're planting seed, and these people carry it with them when they go to their next meeting with another person, or they tell people what they experienced or what you told them. It all matters this year. It all matters.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, a lot of things. It's going to be kind of a heavy heart, I think. It's going to be a heavy heart for myself, I think, this year. So I'm getting back to my yoga again, just doing just regular yoga just to get my mind strengthened again. So it's going to be really, really have to get a strain.
Because your Mercury being in Pisces, you can be very absorbing. And you can pick up the energy, whether it's on TV, on the computer, or you're just walking down the street. Sometimes you can feel you're so empathic. God bless you, Jay. I mean, really. But that's why. So you need to do probably also more clearing. I love the yoga. But more clearing of yourself. And you live near water, don't you?
No, I don't. Well, I do actually live near a river. But yes, yes. Yeah, it's water.
I find, because I have a lot of planets in water, I find when I'm just watching the water, I kind of feel like whatever I'm experiencing, I can just release it and let it carry itself through the waves and away from me. So I think spending a little bit more time by the water could be good for you too this year, just to kind of get yourself back, you know. It's hard, even when you go out and do your grocery shopping or whatever you have to do to just survive day in and day out. I can feel the negative energy sometimes. I just walk in the market, even the outside market. They're open part-time now. They're just distancing.
Yep.
You can see it on people's faces. You can feel it in their posture. And I think that's what's happening is you're picking a lot of that up. But I know you're just probably going to bless them and then go on your way, and that's the best thing you can do. Okay?
Yeah, geez, it's hard. It's hard because, you know, I feel that people made some health decisions, and no matter what you do to tell them that this is the wrong choice, it kind of breaks your heart that people don't hear you. So.
This is where you
they may realize they do.
This is where your faith comes in. This is where energy work comes in because, you know, sometimes the physical word isn't what people are going to hear. But when you send that energy, when you work on that energy without that conversation or without that contact, you'd be surprised at what happens with that. And that's what this is all about because, you, your Mars is in your 12th house conjunct your north node. This is all about the healing process. Chiron is conjunct your sun. I agree with Aphrodite 100% that everywhere you go and the energy you radiate is going to heal others automatically. And when you stay within your truth and not allow that despair to get to you and you just go, okay, I'm just going to send them healing energy and move on my way, you're going to find great success in it this year.
Okay. Well, that's very hard for anybody, isn't it, I think, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know that you love. What are you going to say?
Keep in touch with us more. We miss you.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. Maybe what I'll do is just we'll keep, you know, I'll phone you once in a while, just say how it's going, maybe, you know, I'll just ask. So I'm really grateful for your time today and grateful for the belated birthday present. I was going to call you last weekend, but I got to because now it's my birthday, right? And now you can actually see what's going on in the charts after my birthday. So I'm really blessed to have you in my circle of friends. So, yeah. Thank you so much again for everything.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we send you love and light.
Yes, you too. Thanks, Jacqueline. Love to hear your voice again, always. And thanks, Aphrodite, for your lovely voice.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a sweetheart. What a sweetheart. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all?
Sylvia!
Yay! I still recognize my voice.
All my Aries babies are calling in. This is so lovely.
Yes, birthday coming up. Oh, in a few days, 4/4?
Yes, it is.
It's right on top of you.
Where are you going to be for your birthday?
I'm going to be in Memphis. I would love to be in another state. And that's why I'm calling. I'm past ready to go, but I'm learning to plan versus I would love to just say, okay, do I have enough money? and just go and just relocate. But that is not the case at the moment, but I know it's coming soon. So what I would like for you ladies, if that's okay with you all, would give me some great states to move in. I know I don't want to live in Louisiana. I don't want to live in Arkansas. I'm considering Texas. And if Texas is a good place for me, would you all give me some good cities? Colorado would be great too, but and yet they have cold winters, so I would like to think have some winters like where I'm at now in Memphis, Tennessee, and have some mild winters. We got a little cold, but, you know, bad being a subtropical state, it passed on. So it snowed and melted and warmed back up and moved on. So I think I may want to stick to Texas. I heard and or was told that if I go to Texas or west of the Mississippi, it would move my son from out of the 12th house into the first house where I'm seen and heard and all that good stuff. So here I am. I'm going to yield. I'm going to be quiet and yield the floor. What do you all need from me? Birthday 4/4/61.
We've got it. I'm still looking in Texas for you. Ooh, what's just west of San Antonio? I mean, El Paso. Let me see San Antonio.
Okay. I'm thinking about
the west side of Texas.
Okay, so the west side of Texas, not the east side of Texas.
Yeah, because what I'm trying to do now is not only put your sun in your first house and your Venus in your first house, but Mercury. This would be awesome to have all three of those in your first house. No, it's got to be maybe Albuquerque. I'd have to look at a map to see exactly where that would hit, because what happens with El Paso is your Mercury is combust, your ascendant, but it's still just minutes into your 12th house. And I'd like to just move that just a little bit more in there, okay, is what I'd like to do instead of being on that edge. So here again,
okay.
Where I'm suggesting to look is somewhere just a little past El Paso. Again, I might look at a map, see, because, again, we're talking 2 minutes here, okay, 20 degrees, 47 minutes to 20 degrees, 49 minutes. Just that small, we're real close right there with El Paso of where I think you could really prosper, you could really shift, you could really change in a great way. If it's Jupiter in your 11th house, if it's Saturn in your 11th house, it really highlights that Scorpio moon of yours. So I just love this. So that's my suggestion, is start looking in that general vicinity. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I do this a little differently. I progress you, and I look at the places where every facet of yourself is honored. I have this software that I bought a few years ago. It's very interesting. And it can actually look by what you want to design, okay? And what it does is it looks at different categories of your being, okay? Like, for instance, it looks at, just to give you an idea, it looks at friendship and family, love and romance, vocation and career. It looks at optimism and opportunity, education and communication, culture and creativity, responsibility and focus, imagination and inspiration, and excitement and instability. Okay? And what I did is I asked the computer, I progressed you from where you're making the decision. You progress a day for every year you live here. So I ran a data check, and I only asked for the top 10 in the entire United States, okay? Now, knowing that, I got the top 10 in most categories. However, when I asked that, the places for vocation and career for you, they gave me 49 that are all categorized at 1,000, and 1,000 is the highest it goes, okay? So I have a lot of choices because, as Jack was pointing out to you, you only have to move a few degrees to get that sun out of that 12th house. So I think there's a lot more options that you than you have considered, okay? And so I think that you might, if you're really looking to have seasonal energy but not severe seasonal energy, then you maybe want to look at a couple of other options that you might have. Now, have you ever thought of Kentucky?
No, not the bluegrass state. No, I never thought of that.
How about California?
No, too expensive.
How about Idaho?
No, I never thought about Idaho. Does not Idaho have the cold winters versus the mild winters?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm into exploring, though. I'm not going to just say Kentucky, California, Idaho possibility. I'll just put a question mark by that.
Now, New Mexico
and what about
does
Idaho?
Have options, too. New Mexico does
Mexico?
Have some options here, too. New Mexico.
Mexico.
That a lot of people really like that. It can be a very spiritual place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Jacqueline mentioned Albuquerque, didn't you, Jacqueline?
Yeah, again here. When you move a little bit further west, you can put that sun, that Mercury into your first house as well as your sun. Okay. And so looking at that, New Mexico was the second part that came to me, you know, just felt vibrationally wise. So, and that's what I would have looked at next.
And I got three hits on three different categories for Santa Rosa, New Mexico, when I ran the program.
Take a look at that
because it's really, really pretty. I have people that have relocated there that I've known for many years. They moved out there, and they really, really love it. And there does seem to be quite a strong spiritual community there where you would probably find more of a tribe of people that are as gifted as you are, you know?
Oh, okay, okay.
Ooh.
It's worth looking into, honey.
Worth looking into. It really is. It's still, it just barely, it's still in that 12th house. But let me look at Albuquerque. It's worth looking into the general vicinity.
Okay, so Santa Rosa will still have my son in the 12th house?
No, it will have your Mercury still in the 12th house. Your son and your Venus will be in your first house. And this is the reason why she's talking about that is because there's a lot of areas where your sun and your Venus are in your first house. So you do have a lot of room to grow here and look at different areas.
Okay. So
the Mercury's always going to be entrined to your Scorpio moon, though. Okay?
Right.
Now, you have your sun and your Venus in the first house of self-expression, which puts you right out there. But having Mercury still in your 12th gives you that time to meditate, do yoga, be creative when you want to spend some time alone. And it's also, again, entrined to your moon no matter where you move to. You've got that beautiful psychic connection with spirit within yourself. So I don't think it's going to hurt to have it in the 12th because I think that your expression of love and what you are going to bring to other people with just your sun and Venus in that first house would be wonderful. I don't think it's a deal breaker, but when you stand here, if you go and visit some of these places, Sylvia, you're going to know.
And I'm going to tell you this because I agree with Aphrodite. It's not the worst place because it is so close to conjunction with your ascendant, and it does give you that spiritual aspect to it, so it is really beautiful. I did change it to Albuquerque, and in Albuquerque, it literally just barely moves it over by minutes, okay? So as opposed to Santa Rosa, I like Albuquerque, okay, even more. What I'm going to suggest, because it does give you a grand trine now, not only natally you have that grand trine, your moon, Mars, and Mercury are a grand trine in themselves. But this one gives that additional trine to your ascendant and adds that particular part into it. So it gives it a more blessed trine. Again, I have to reiterate this because it is your vibe. It is your intuition that is most crucially important to this because you have to feel it, okay? And lots of areas of where to go, but it's you going, okay, this one feels more like what I want to see, okay? Again here, you're limited just to Albuquerque just because I say that it's a perfect hit there, okay? You still get the benefit out of that anywhere, you know, Texas has, like she was talking, Kentucky, Texas. There's a lot of different areas all the way through there that you could look at. See what you think and let us know. And we can really take that refined look at it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Two questions. If Idaho, what cities? And let's just skip Idaho and go to Texas for time's sake. What cities in Texas?
Do you realize how big Texas is? We can't do that on the show. We've got five other people waiting.
Oh,
we have to do this in another way. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I will re-listen to the. I wrote it down and then I'll re-listen too. But thank you all. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. And you know what? Get some cities together in your mind and call us and give us those cities, and we can do a quick like that on the air. But if you really want us to look at more than that, give one of us or the other one of us a call. We both help people to relocate. But try and get some specific cities, because I can look at any city in the world.
Oh, San Antonio, specifically. San Antonio for Texas.
San Antonio is not bad. You can. I looked at San Antonio. That's one of them I looked at. It's not bad. It still puts that Mercury in the 12th house, but it's conjunct your ascendant there. So it's not a bad idea. San Antonio has a lot of good things. I don't know what Aphrodite can tell you what San Antonio looks like in your part, her part.
Give me a moment here to get back there. Okay. So I'm going to look at San Antonio right now, specifically, and I will tell you what it says. Give me 1 second to pull it up here on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is your astrology, but I also include the 16th harmonic with your blessing as far as your evolvement is concerned. And the scores usually go from 0 to 150, okay? And the scores for this one, detailed friendship and family is 200, love and romance is 304, vocation career is 279. The other scores are kind of low, but the excitement is 195. It also gives me text that tells you what it's going to feel like the first year that you live there. It tells you even what fixed stars are overhead in that location. Okay? So, that being said, shoot me an email and I'll send this to you, okay?
And how do I get your email, or can you give it out over the air?
Oh, I sure can. It's aphrodite@aphrodite.com. I have my own domain. Yeah.
Okay, aphrodite@aphrodite.com.
Yep.
Will you,
and I'll save it
will
for you here, so if
your...
you shoot me the email, I'll shoot this back to you. How about that, okay? We love calling
Will you
calling
spell your name?
So
it's aphrodite. Okay, spell your name. It's aphrodite.
aphrodite at aphrodite.com.
Aphrodite at aph.com.
aphrodite.
Oh. aphrodite at
yeah.
Aphrodite, same name, .com.
You got it, girl.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and you keep us posted and stuff, and I'll shoot that to you, and call back with some more cities next week, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
All right, God bless. All right, bye.
Leave me on. I want to hear the show. Leave me on.
All right, you got it, girl. Wow. She's amazing, isn't she?
She's a fun one.
She is. She is. Right.
She's having a blessed year this year, which is such a beautiful thing.
I know. I see the changes are just going to be coming to her. And, you know, it's important to remember life's an adventure, you know. And I think if she actually goes and visits a couple of these places, that Scorpio moon of hers, she's just going to know it.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I so agree with that. Mm-hmm. She'll know it when she feels it. She will.
All right. Let's take the next one here. Area code 631, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Hey, how
Suzanne.
Are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I just want to see if you see any changes with work or love life or any good news.
What's your birthday? I can't seem to find you. What's
I'm sorry,
your birthday?
What? October 5th.
And what year?
1960.
October 5th, 1960. And what time were you born?
7:25.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
And the city?
Huntington.
And the state? What state were you born in?
New York. Malone.
Oh.
And you still live in New York?
I do.
Awesome. Okay, let's take a look. I did have you on my computer. I just found you. All right, let me see here. I'm going to look at you against the full moon today and kind of see what's shaking. Ooh, a lot of frustration about work.
Well, even more frustration about not finding the love of my life.
Well, the planets that are in Aries right now are in your sixth house of work and service and your lifestyle. And you have an awful lot of inconjuncts to that right now today on this full moon. So you are looking for a different lifestyle, maybe in more than one way. Okay? And this full moon is very close to your sun. It's within 4 degrees. So, again, you feel like you've gone full circle with more than one thing, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're ready to move on because you've got an Aries moon. So you were born, actually, the day of the full moon when you were born. Did you know that?
On the full moon?
Yeah. Your sun was at 12 degrees of Libra, and the moon was at 19 degrees of Aries. So technically, it's still opposite. So it was the day, not the exact moment, but the day of the full moon was when you were born. So you like to finish before you begin anew, okay? And so you're feeling that with this full moon. You're feeling that you do want to go through a completion with some things and on to the next. And because Mars is in Gemini right now, and it's forming beautiful trines to your sun, and so is the North Node, this means that you're going to have more than one option, okay? Because the Gemini energy, things usually come in twos, okay? So because of that, it's important for you not to focus on the one thing, but know that more than one option is going to show up. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I did take a look at your solar return along with this, just because I, too, was born very close to your birthday. And I know the angles and the aspects and the challenges of this year for the fellow Librans born at that time. And I'm going to say this. When it comes to your love life, first of all, you have Virgo in your sixth house this year in your solar return. It is agreeable with what Aphrodite said. I think you're going to have more than one opportunity to get involved in a relationship this year. Okay? I hear you on the frustration that Mars in Aries is rubbing right on your moon for this whole entire year since it's in your solar return. So you want it. You want it now. That Mars is agitating that, saying, I want that relationship now. Okay? What I am going to do is tell you there, have faith. That's the process, because Mercury right now is transiting through that fifth house conjunct Neptune. And that gives you the opportunity over the next couple of weeks to really go, okay, this is what I want in a relationship, and really send that out. The easiest time to do that, because especially having your sun in the 12th house, is right before you go to bed, okay? Because what will happen is that when you start saying, look, I just want this mate to come, I want to see this mate in my dream time, you have more of a chance now than you normally do to see that. And it will rejuvenate that faith, because I do think you're going to get involved in a relationship this year. No matter how I look at this, I do think you're going to get involved in a relationship this year. However, that transiting Venus in your solar return is conjunct Pluto, so you probably won't see it until they're dead in front of you, okay? Remember, you have options, and there's going to be more than one coming along. So have patience, trust the process, and I think you'll find a relationship this year before your birthday.
Yeah, I'm talking to two guys now.
Yeah, because Mars and Gemini, things come in twos.
Now, do you see me I'm subbing now, but I need a permanent job. Do you see me getting a call from food service or bus company or anything in April to work?
I don't know. I really think that it's more apt to happen closer to May than now. And the planets that are transiting your sixth house right now need to get into that seventh house. because it's way too many frustration lines in here. And I just think that right now you are feeling frustrated, and I understand that. But I think that Taurus energy can be a good stabilizer for you because it opposes and attracts your Scorpio planets in your first house. So you want
no, I know what you're saying, but I'm trying to get a job so I can either work the summers or go on unemployment. I don't want to have to, I'm subbing right now as an aide or lunch man. I don't want to have to keep looking for a summer job. That's very stressful besides what I'm doing now and then, you know.
And that's why I'm saying when the planets go to Taurus, you're more apt to find stable employment because Taurus is a fixed Earth sign, okay? And
yeah,
if you're going to pull your Scorpio planet in the first
the
house, you're
going
to be, Taurus energy starts on the 20th of this month of April, okay?
I'm sorry, what?
So the sun goes into Taurus on the 20th of this month of April, okay? And so I think that you're more apt to get into something that you feel is a true resource and something much more stable because Taurus is a fixed Earth sign, and the sun goes in there on the 20th of April. It's there for 30 days. And Venus and the sun are traveling very close together right now. So I think you could get a job that you love and one that you can see a future in. You could see yourself as a long-term resource. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, the school's going to close at the end of June, so I hope I get something, you know, permanent before then, because then if I don't, then I can't collect unemployment or work the summer, then I'm trying to get a summer job. And honestly, I only want to work about another 7 more years. I want to meet a man and travel. I've worked long enough.
I understand.
I think it's much sooner than that.
I think you're okay. I think by the end of this month of April coming up, I think you're going to find what you're looking for. So just keep the faith, as Jacqueline would say. Right, Jacqueline?
Yeah, I agree. You know, you're going to have plenty of time to know about this, and I do think you're going to be fine with June. Okay, so here again, I have to say I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't want to work like at Home Depot and then do this and do that and have no weekends to date. I mean, enough is enough.
Yeah, I think you'll know about it at the end of April, beginning of May.
Because I want to have time to see my son, too. He's in boot camp. He's only 20, even though I'm 60. So it's like, But, you know,
It'll work out. Patience.
It will happen.
I'm patient. I'm 60 years old. I've been patient, believe me.
I
should be married already. I mean, I was married, but divorced a long time. I'm not that gross looking.
Honey, I just got married this year. So.
I mean, these people on Long Island, though, they don't even want to date, nonetheless get married.
Well, when you find the right one, you find the right one, and you can. Again, you're a beautiful Libra sun with a Mercury in Scorpio, conjunct Neptune, and a Venus in Scorpio. You're very loyal to your mate. And it is about timing. And again, your life is shifting and changing, and this too is going to change. Believe it or not, it is. Okay? It'll be lovely. You'll enjoy it. This is a great part of your life. Now that you're
okay, I hope so.
Yeah. Things are changing.
Okay, keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Sweet night. Bye-bye. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Alpha.
201, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Jackie. How are you?
Hey, Jackie. Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I'm trying to clear out this garage that got damaged last week. And there's some things in there that belong to my brother, but he won't remove them. At least he hasn't made an attempt in his junk. And I know he doesn't want to help with the work. I just want to see in my chart what's the best way to deal with him, because we don't have really a good relationship.
How do you spell your first name?
JACQUELINE.
You're January 5th, London, England, right?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to make sure of that.
Ha ha. Yeah, because I've got a few Jacquelines on here. I just wanted to make sure I didn't.
But my brother and I, both my brothers, I used to have a better relationship with them before my mom passed. It's kind of strange now since she died. He's just like, you know, like my biggest foe, my biggest concern, because he's just angry.
Mars is still in your 12th house, okay? And I'm sure in the relocation effort that's going to say something different because of the different locations on the 3rd. But I'm a traditional astrologer, and so I look at it in a different way, even though we come to the same conclusion. Mars is in your 12th house at this time, and so it's frustrating because I can understand it's in Gemini, which we're talking about the sibling, the brother, okay? Mars is going to come into your first house and pass over your north node, okay? This is when you start to get the power of this. I wouldn't do anything for the next week to 10 days about it, but after that, Mars is in your first house, and it's time to say, look, we need to pack this up. Where do you need it sent to? What do you need to do with this? We need to have it done now. You're going to get more power when it comes into your first house and be able to help shift that energy. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, but see, I'm concerned about weight because right now I don't have a door on the garage. I want to get it repaired. I'm trying to find somebody to repair it. And as long as his junk stays exposed, I could end up in violation.
And
when
here again,
his junk should have been removed a long time ago. It's really junk.
This may be a blessing in disguise when they come up and do this, because that is a civil order. You have, in any state usually, 10 days to fix whatever the problem is before they're going to fine you or do anything about it, which would force him to do it again. You have to look at how divinely this is going to move. So that isn't necessarily a bad thing for you, because it will force him to have to make that move. So don't think about all the trouble, because it's not. It's a civil violation. Civil courts run different than criminal courts do. They just can't come and arrest you for it. Okay?
Right.
So, again, have patience with this.
I made a report about the incident. The person who hit the car in the driveway and damaged the property took off.
Well, and here again, I think you're going to find your answers once Mars goes into your first house. So there's where I think you're going to start and move and change, which is in a week to 10 days from now. What do you think,
Epica?
I'm not even sure I'm looking at the right chart, so I've been just listening.
January 5th, 1965, 2 p.m.,
yes.
London, England.
I have her down as no time. I didn't have a time on her. I'd put her up at 6 a.m., which means
I didn't have a time
when I originally read her.
You guys have been using
That's why I could relocate you. So I'm looking at your solar chart, okay, because I knew I didn't have a time on you. So, but that's okay. I'll take a look at it from my point of view over here to see if I can also feed you. I'm sure that, you know, Jacqueline's absolutely amazing. There's no thing with that. But like what I want to do when I don't have a time on somebody, I set you up at dawn where the sun is on your ascendant and I can't relocate you, which I would normally do if I did have a time on you. And in this chart, again, we're talking about this Mars and Gemini energy, which is about siblings, which Jacqueline mentioned. And it is difficult when you're dealing, again, with people that are very inconsistent. And the Mars and Gemini right now in the North Node are traveling very close together, and they are opposing some of your planetary energies in Sag, and that's going to get tighter, okay? So I know right now you are looking to be free of this, okay?
Yes.
But this squares the Pisces planets, so you don't want to be, you know, the witch with a capital B, okay? I understand that, right? But
right
now there's something
draining.
As far
that's
as
draining. I got other things. important things I need to take care of now so that I can move forward. I want to move in the house. I've invested in the house, and I know that he's a spiteful person, and I really still don't even understand the spitefulness besides of his own personal regret. But come on now. Done already.
Yeah. And,
like
and you do have to stand up for yourself with all these Aries planets. You have to stand up for yourself. Okay. And see, the only thing you have in Capricorn is your sun. Okay? All your other planets are either in Sag or Aquarius. So you need to be able to move independently right now. All these Aries planets are feeding your fire, and I so understand this. The squares of the Pisces planets right now indicate that you are in a little bit of a lull here. Now, is your health okay?
I feel it's getting better. I was the one that was dealing with the thyroid issue.
You've been going through a lot here with your health. Yeah,
I feel, but see, I got out this weekend, and I really was cleaning up the garage, and even that felt good because I was still, I was moving.
Well,
like, I'm ready to
this
just,
is the
like,
time that you have to be more of a parent than a sister, okay? Because Saturn's sitting on your moon, okay? It's time for you to be the parent and not the sister. You're going to have to be the one that says, you know, this isn't washing. This isn't happening, okay? And like I said, there may be more than one solution that you haven't considered because I don't know when your brother's birthday is, but I have a feeling that there's things I can't see in just your chart alone.
It's August 19th, 1967.
Oh, man, that's one of the toughest cusps of the zodiac. Good grief.
And the other sister that he was like teaming with was August 18th, 1958. Those two were difficult. They two roaring lions. They went head to head, toe to toe, and created nothing but havoc in the meantime.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you everything in this chart indicates that you need to stand your ground and do what needs to be done, and there's going to be more than one choice. This is the full moon today, and this is usually the end of a cycle.
Okay.
So you need to stand on your truth, okay? And I know it's not going to be easy because you tend to be very kind in spite of the conflicts, and I want to give you credit for that. But sometimes you just have to say a solid no.
Oh, yeah, I'm putting things out. Easy. I know he passes by. The door is wide open. It's a double door. He's seen the damage. I know he has, but he's late. And he's bitter.
Good.
He's bitter because I took over after him. And he had every excuse not to do what he had to do. And I'm doing it. And I'm a female.
Exactly.
And
well, you need to do what you have to do.
But he
and
did not.
Don't feel sorry. But don't get yourself into a full-blown rage with this. That will not serve you, okay?
Okay.
To say, I made the decision, and this is where I'm standing. Don't, see, once you become more reactive with a person, you lose your power. I would respond to that person with your personal power in place, okay? Do that this day, okay? And every day until it resolves. Don't get yourself in a rage. Don't get yourself all tied up in all those emotions.
Oh, no.
It's just not serving you. It's not serving you. So you just have to say, no, decision made, done. Okay? That's it, Jacqueline.
Exactly.
I agree. No ifs, ands, or buts. I agree with her on several different levels there because it is about you taking the parental role with him. Okay? He's slacker. He likes getting by with things. He's a great entertainer. If you look on that day, he has an Aquarius moon, whether it's conjunct your Aquarius moon or not, we don't know. But both of you two are emotionally attached to each other, okay? And can create, you're emotionally attached to each other, and you can create some great drama between the two of you. And so what I'm trying to say is that it is about you standing firm. It is about you being that mountain goat and going, no, this is the timing that we have to do this, and it has to be done now. Let's move on and do this. And be that one-string banjo with it, okay? Keep going, no. When do you pick it up? And stand firm.
Keep us posted because we're about to go off the air, on my dear. So you keep us posted.
I will.
And God bless you.
I definitely will. Thank you,
ladies. All right.
Thank you
so much.
All
right. God bless you, honey. All right. All right.
God bless you, thank you.
Welcome. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We're off the air, actually, but people are still listening, I think. So we should tell them where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station. And did you want to take Easter off, Jacqueline?
I don't know. Do you? That's up
not
to
really.
You.
I just think I give you the option.
I'm here. So I think we'll be here.
All right.
Next
we're
going
to plan. We're going to plan on being on the air next Sunday then. God bless. I love you, girl. And
you
have
too.
A great week, everybody.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.